Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics with Steve Hawk.
Hi.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
So good Gentlemen, to see you.
Good to see you, boys.
How's everything?
It's going really good. Well, you know, you ever get up in the morning and you go, you know, man, I need to stretch. And then you stretch and you feel worse because you pulled something or did something.
Oh, no.
I have done that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did today.
Oh, man.
Where are you hurt? Where are you hurt?
It's in my back somewhere, you know, like right below the shoulder blade. It's one of those things where you just,
morning. Were you swinging an axe or
something? No, it was just a morning stretch, and I guess I went a little too far one way, and then it was like, oh, wait.
A little vigorous. A little vigorous.
Now I'm going to feel that for 3 days.
Are you normally a guy who does some stretching? Do you believe in increasing your flexibility?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
You told me years ago,
mm-hmm.
before you go to bed, do some stretches. Whatever. You don't know what you're talking about. I started doing that, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes a huge difference.
It does.
Stretch before bed. Right before. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. as I'm getting ready to climb in, last thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it really stretches the back out.
Yeah,
and
man.
And makes it easier in the morning to just jump out of bed and say, let's get them, Tiger.
If I were to give you...
Please say that every morning. I would be the greatest ever. I mean, even if you're just completely faking it, who cares? If you can start the day with that, that's amazing. Your wife, big fan, I'm sure.
I know, no.
Let's get him, Tiger!
Dog's looking at me like, no. You can walk by yourself.
Nope.
You weirdo.
That would be so fun. I think it might have a sort of an impact on you, though. If you could literally... fake yourself out, even on days. I mean, we all have them where you're like, man, this is terrible. If you could fake yourself out, let's get him, Tiger, with some sort of fake enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I say we all try it tomorrow. Everybody. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Sometimes you do have to fake it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Nope.
Hawk, if I gave you advice to do before bed, would you listen to it?
Uh-uh.
That was quick.
Okay. I'm going to try not to let that hurt me. Okay.
I mean,
you are glue. Everything you say bounces off me, sticks to you.
Yeah, no, I would listen and maybe try it.
How often do you remember your dreams?
Never.
Okay.
Well, let me say rarely.
Rarely. Yeah. Okay.
Rare.
You know, if you drink a little milk. And a piece of cheese before you go
you
to
don't
bed.
Drink the cheese, technically.
Oh, I thought I had to
Eat
melt
the
it.
Cheese,
okay, I got you.
Drink some milk, then go to bed.
Yep.
You'll remember your dreams.
Ooh, Kevin's any cheese?
And they're usually pretty wild.
He's a big dairy guy.
Yeah.
Is a dream magnifier, according to Kevin. Yeah.
I read it somewhere, and I didn't really believe it, and then I started trying it. And now every once in a while, just like, especially on a weekend when I'm like, I don't really got nothing going on tomorrow.
I have a question.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drink a big old thing of milk before I go to bed. I notice it doesn't work with Lactaid.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
So real milk.
All right.
Real milk and any cheese. Have you tried to spice it up? Like, ooh, if I go Pepper Jack, maybe I'll have some spicy dreams.
Ooh,
oh, boy.
Like the thought.
You know, not intentionally, but I do think that has happened.
Does the heating of the milk matter?
I do not heat the milk.
Because, you know, that's the old school.
Yeah,
right.
Warm glass of milk.
Yeah, whatever that was supposed to do.
What was that? Just to soothe you?
I think it was supposed to make you tired, wasn't it?
I think.
Calm down. Go to sleep. Warm milk.
Maybe it was just that, I feel fat. I got to go to bed now. You know, I mean, usually if I drink or eat anything like that right before milk, I just feel bloated.
Before
I sleep, I mean,
warm milk is commonly touted as a sleep aid.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'd be willing to try that.
So is NyQuil.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Is it warm or you?
Don't matter.
Topics.
I mean, when he's right, he's right, guys. Steve, you know what you know what they say in this song? Right here. What do they say there at the end?
Something about September.
He's going real basic.
Man's a genius. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, I've seen the lyrics to that song before and the title.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's right. I got to remember that. And I never remember it. And then so every time when it comes on the radio or a wedding, I just, look at me.
You wouldn't be that far off from the actual lyrics of Badia.
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 I thought it was Party On. I didn't know.
I
sing Party On because I feel like it fits.
That does. And I wish I would have thought of that, but I wasn't. I was still Valley Math, you know, and I was just thinking, make some noises. La li la.
Well, yeah, that works.
La li la.
Close to body ba or whatever.
Body ya, yeah.
Body ya.
Body ya. Just say that to people as you walk by them today in the hallways. As they go by and you're like, body ya. And they're like, what's that? Something about my body. And then you can go downstairs.
That's true. Maybe I better not do that.
Yeah, probably not.
Body ya. Yeah, that's going to get me in trouble.
It probably will.
Body what? I'm sorry, I don't know you, but I do now.
Oh, no, body.
I was just singing to you, sweetie. I was just singing to you. Let's relax.
I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month. Is that accurate?
It's been a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a long time, yeah. I did think about you when I was in Minnesota because I didn't really get the fish, and I was like, right. I'm probably going to have to explain to you why I didn't get the fish.
You're kind of busy. Yeah, no, I got
going
that.
On, didn't get to catch any fish, and so that was sad.
And yeah, terrible weather, right?
Terrible like, weather, poured rain, weather. 60 degrees. You know, it's funny, too, because like, so my two sons, their two girlfriends, and then three buddies were all invited to the wedding, so there was...
Excellent.
Those seven people were hanging out quite a bit.
Yep.
And so they're all between the age of 20 and 23.
Okay. Perfect.
And so there was plenty of time where they would be like, oh, let's go. We don't care besides the weather. Who cares about the weather? We're going to go on the pontoon. And
yes.
It's just downpouring.
Big old just fat drops.
Don't even care.
Yeah.
Don't care. There's no cover on the pontoon. It's just one of the open ones.
Well, that's
so
okay.
It's there's flat. Just videos of them like, you know, 30, 40 mile an hour winds, just straight line rain, just dumping on them, and they're having the time of their lives. They don't care. And I'm like, see that? That's the joy
that's
you want
great. Yes.
When you're like 20 and you don't care that it's, you know, 60 degrees and pouring rain.
You did not share that.
I did not. No, I was like, that seems fun. You guys should enjoy that. I'm going to stay in here with mom and make mints for the wedding.
Oh, man. I mean, that sounds fun, too.
Does it?
Jay, God bless you guys for having mints. I swear, so many weddings don't have mints right. anymore.
Yeah.
Mints are... Oh.
Were they handmade by the family who, in the middle of mint making, got a little crazy and started throwing mint batter at each other and stuff?
Jay, that's the way it should be,
whatever
right?
Whatever that's called, be. Yeah.
What shapes did you guys do?
Leaves and roses.
Leaves and roses.
You made the roses.
How many mints do you Jeez. Think you made?
Super guy.
A couple hundred, probably.
Okay.
Did you bring any back just to show off? Look
did
what
not,
I created.
No. Oh, man, I should have. Yeah.
Did you made mints out of like sugar dough candy
yeah,
type
yeah.
stuff? And then so you would.
Then you freeze it or whatever.
Make with your fingers a rose?
Well, no, it has yeah, a, it has a mold, Steve.
Oh, you used a mold. I thought you were creating yeah. with
no,
your
fingers. No, you know
fingers.
What? I actually did it by hand. I did every one of them by hand now that you mentioned it.
I just
that's made a Play-Doh artist.
One down, 700 to go.
Takes an hour and a half. Yeah, I'm in there. Oh, that petal doesn't look quite right. That's a leaf.
Okay.
Jay, how was the dinner? Though, was... Well, we never discussed that. We've discussed
the dinner was
quite
amazing.
A few things.
Yeah, the dinner was great.
What kind of food was it? Can you remember
the
fancy
we had this,
names?
No. steak and chicken.
Steak and chicken.
Yeah. Steak and chicken.
And
there's
rose,
some meat.
As a rose.
Yeah.
What kind of taters?
Because
I think you're not allowed to have a wedding in Minnesota without
Yeah,
no,
you said
potatoes,
you were going to do au gratin. I don't believe it.
No, they're mashed.
Oh, that's easy.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, smashed potatoes. I can't remember.
Some sort of
whiskey-type steak it was called. And
ooh,
some sort of,
whiskey.
Some
I know
sort
that.
Of fried food, yes. Chicken, which was mm-hmm. cool.
Did you have brown gravy ladled over your mashed potatoes?
Sure.
I'm just thinking of spillage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of white dresses and a lot of gravy.
Could have been some danger.
Yeah.
Could have been some danger there. But no, I didn't see any tragic mishaps or wardrobe malfunctions.
Was there a veggie?
I don't know. Hold on. My wife is texting me
okay,
right now. But, you know,
here we go.
All.
She got it all figured out.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Lovely.
First of all, she's very angry with me for not knowing.
Ooh, well, that's what I mean. You can't remember everything.
Chicken piccata.
Yep.
Piccata.
Yay.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds good.
Garlic mashed potatoes,
yep.
Chicken piccata, bourbon whiskey
bourbon.
Steak,
bourbon.
And mixed
whiskey
veggies.
Steak and mixed veggies.
Oh, all the veggies.
Yeah. I'll just read it as written.
Well done, Denise.
Peas and carrots?
Garlic mashed, chicken piccata, bourbon whiskey steak, mixed veggies. What are you, an idiot?
Yep.
Okay. That's what that does.
The big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know.
Kevin James.
I honestly thought you were going to get the joke wrong. Like you got the story wrong earlier. I thought you were going to say, what do you call a fish with no eyes? No idea.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
The radio show's best friend, Steve Hawk, is here.
Hey, for look Hot at that. Topics. The radio show's best friend.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I really appreciate the green room activities this week getting back to normal. The green room is the waiting room that I always brag about.
Yeah.
And now that producer Steve is back to producing, you know, the show from his area.
Sure.
The green room treats are just
way better.
On point.
Yeah.
Producer Steve, way to go this morning. All of it was lovely.
Happy to help.
Happy to help.
Happy to help. Steve, you wanted Steve Hawk, would you like to take a guess how many miles I drove during my vacation? And then I would also like to have you guess how long it would take producer Steve to drive that many miles just in his regular life.
Okay. I'm going to say, first off, the amount of miles you did, 3241.
Oh, that's a great guess.
That is a really good guess.
It's very good. It's like 3958.
Oh, well.
So just short of
3958.
Just short of 4,000.
That's a lot of driving around in
10 years.
Minnesota as well.
In 10 years.
That's what I was going to say. Where did I miss everything? You must have done a lot of back and forth once you got there.
Well, the cabin is 25-ish miles from where the venue was. So we did travel back and forth to the venue quite a bit. And then had to go to Fargo.
You didn't have to. You got to.
Yeah, right. I was awarded the prize of traveling to Fargo to pick people up at the airport. A couple of times.
Okay.
That's 50 miles
that
one
sense.
Way. So that's, you know, another 100 miles. We did that a couple of times.
And you said you had a random trip to St. Paul. What happened there?
We got there like on a Saturday, and the weather was kind of terrible. And my mom and sister, along with some other members of my family, are coming up from Minneapolis. So my mom goes, you know, why don't we have this couch here? And we're getting rid of it, but I just don't want to just give it away because it's a very, very nice couch. And so I was just like, well, okay, but I don't know what do you want me to do here? And she's like, well, you want it? You can have it for the cabin up there in Minnesota. And my wife, unfortunately, was walking by while I was on speakerphone.
No,
and she's like, wait,
secret.
She's like, wait, what? And I said, she said she was crouching down and her leg cramped and she can't wait to get to the cabin. And then, so the next day,
we
left the cabin at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. to drive to Minneapolis in a pickup truck that wasn't ours. And then.
Oh, a borrowed truck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't put it on a Tahoe.
Yeah. You know, that's not going to. That was the first thing I was thinking, Jay, was how is this going to fit?
Yeah. You call your brother who lives down
maybe
there.
Maybe you had a trailer.
Uh-huh. That would have been smart, Kev. But we get a truck, borrow a truck.
Your brother?
Yes, and then my brother lives in the Twin Cities. Say, hey, meet you at mom's at 7 because it's about a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, good times.
So we drive 3 hours, and and he meets us there, and we throw the couch in the back of the truck, and we drive back up to the cabin, and we're back at the cabin at like 11:30, just in time to go to Crazy Days in the street, and then go to Fargo to pick up my son.
Whoa! Did you do the frog races?
Turtle. Please,
turtle
Kevin.
Race. I'm
please.
Sorry.
Wow.
I don't know why I even said frog. I was picturing a turtle the entire time and said frog.
That's easy to do.
Yeah, the legendary turtle races.
Yeah, we did that day, too. We did. We just did. I mean, so, yeah, there was.
Who won?
Actually.
The turtle.
The turtle did win, but my son-in-law got credit for it. His turtle won.
His turtle.
Nice. Yeah. Boy, big weekend for
big
him.
Big weekend, yeah. He got the turtle. He got my daughter.
The girl and the turtle. Yeah, that's a. I like turtles.
Easy.
You had a good weekend.
Easy.
Is that
it's only a Minnesota
Pearl.
Weekend, right?
Yeah,
there,
right. Yeah, that's a big day. Yeah, international turtle races and a wedding. Yeah, what do you expect?
You know,
what
that's a combo. That's the only state I've ever had turtle soup in.
Oh, really?
In Minnesota.
Oh, wow. That I have not had.
How is it?
I was young and naive.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where my dad took me to some place. We were camping. And you know how it is in Minnesota. I mean, there's some sort of resort, cabin, there's something. On every
everywhere.
Lake,
yeah,
there's
absolutely.
A bar or yep. something that they just call, that's the homestead. That's where everybody
exactly.
goes.
Yeah.
And so we
everybody
went
on Rose Lake goes to this
right,
steakhouse.
Right,
everybody
yeah.
on this lake goes to this steakhouse.
And there was one of those things where we just tied up some bait to a string or a hook or something at the end of the dock. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, now we're going in to have dinner. We went into this bar/restaurant/whatever. ate some greasy food, came back out, and there was a snapping turtle on the end of our...
Of course there was, yeah.
And then somebody up there at the bar slash restaurant said, oh, yeah, good job. Let's make soup.
Yeah, slash gas station.
Right? In the world.
Only in Minnesota.
It's so great. It's so true. I just said,
the turtles don't seem like they have a lot of meat on them.
They're big. Well, it's not like a turtle like a, you see here.
No, the snapping turtles are...
Yeah, those are
big.
I have seen
They will
seen
injure
them.
You. Yeah.
I've seen a turtle man catching them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, on TV back when they used to have that show.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't ever think I need to eat turtle soup again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
There's a lot of other
I'm
options.
I'm picturing it more like a chowder. Like
it,
a
was, it was. Chowder. It was. It tasted muddy, and it was brown, and it was just nasty. That's all I remember. I was pretty young.
Bloody.
But And I think a lot of it was, you're eating turtle soup. Oh, okay. I hate it already.
Yeah, right. You already know before you taste it. It's not going to be great. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of other options. Look, did we run out of all the rest of the food?
Right. Why are we doing this?
It feels like there's got to be a burger place someplace nearby.
Was that an option for the wedding there in
Turtle
Minnesota?
Soup?
Did they have?
That was not. No. Boy, how cheap would that have been, though?
Yeah. A nice bisque.
Everybody's got to go out to the end of the dock and catch a snapping turtle. Then we're going to have us some vittles.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some frogs for appetizer.
I know you want chicken piccata, Emma, but would you be interested in daddy paying for
turtle papuka?
Turtle
So yummy.
Oh, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad we didn't have that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Donald Ralph Ewing, also known as Skip.
Donald Ralph.
Pretty good decision to go with Skip.
Kevin James.
What is Skip doing? What is Skip Ewing doing now?
Ooh, say that
what
five times.
What is Skip
times
doing down. Ewing now?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, Kev, what do you have for us today?
Jay, I knew you were in Minnesota. For 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You were at your wife's family's cabin.
Correct.
And I know one of the things you like to do there is fish.
Yep.
And I always wish I could get into fishing. And I feel like I kind of am like this woman in this clip. But this is a wife trying to understand. she went fishing with her husband.
Okay.
And this is what she had to say.
So you just stand here the whole time?
Yep.
The entire time?
Yep.
Like you don't go anywhere?
You don't go anywhere.
When does the fish come?
You're not marketing well enough.
You gotta be patient.
How long does it take?
If you gotta ask.
You hungry?
So people just stand here like the entire, like hours to get a fish that they might not even eat?
Some of these guys are not.
Yep.
I don't know if we're getting worms from these people.
What's it with the kid in the background there? Dad, Papa.
Yeah, just talking,
just
whatever.
Just nonstop talking.
And she is just like, wait. We're just going to stand here the whole time.
Yeah.
How long does it take? Well, if you have to ask.
Yeah. That's a different kind of fishing. The fishing with the kids is definitely different when they're that age.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that kid was supposed to be on the boat. Yeah, I think mom brought that kid on the boat.
To end it quicker.
And then realized, yeah, we're not going to be out here long.
No. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, fishing, it takes a lot of patience, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's just different when the kids are little and you don't fish, you know, as the grown-up. You know, you're just untangling and taking fish off.
That's all you do.
Trying to, you know, fix everything and stop the fight and... Quit swinging your hook behind your brother's head and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. And then, you know, once it gets older and the kids are older too, and then you spend most of your time keeping them from arguing and talking and playing TikTok videos at the top of the volume. And,
yes.
You know, you're like, well, I know we've been here for 30 seconds. We don't need to move yet. Just be patient. So it's virtually the same thing.
It's kind of the same. It's always a task.
A little different. Yeah.
Steve, have you ever been fishing?
We've been through this.
I know. I can't remember.
Sort of.
This is why I don't remember.
In Minnesota fishing?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My cousins have a lake place on Lake Superior, and we went out on a boat, and there was a guy who...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of...
That's different fishing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Lake Superior fishing, that's different.
Yeah.
Because it's like the ocean?
Right, exactly, Kevin.
So what kind of fishing did you do? Did you have, like... rigging and like that type of stuff?
I don't know. The guy just set up some poles and put them on the side of the boat, and we just kind of waited.
Did it storm on you?
No.
Oh.
Was it supposed to?
I don't know. Just a lot of times when you fish on big lakes like that, sometimes, depending on what time of year it is. I remember we went on Lake Superior once, which, again, is huge and, you know, not smooth. And, you know, it's just different than, like, small lake fishing.
Sure.
And, it, of course, it thunderstormed and, you know, my one brother's puking. And it was just like, oh, my gosh. Wow, just fun. The whole thing was so great. What an experience.
Steve, do you remember if it was just a pole where you cranked the reel? Or was it... Like when you put the, I'm just trying to remember like when I went salmon fishing with my Uncle Rick.
Yeah.
Like you have the rigging that like you hook it to and it like, and it drops it way down really super low. Any idea?
Man, you are talking to the wrong person. I don't know what you're saying.
Did you have a Zebco or did they let you, did they have real rods and reels?
Well, we had all the things.
Okay.
Well, because I remember going out and doing like the salmon fishing in the Puget Sound.
I've never done that, but it's very rough.
It's very different. But that was it. You have like all these big riggings where you put it on the side of the boat.
Yeah.
Like they help take your.
I mean, they're
fishing
supporting
line all the way down or whatever. And then. You can reel it back up, but it's like, there was just a lot. I was like, this is way more exciting than regular fishing.
Yeah, we just did normal fishing.
Okay.
Right, you're trying to catch bluegill, not salmon.
Bluegill.
Sure.
Sounds like an easy catch.
The easiest.
It is, actually, yes.
Did you catch any?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Your boat?
He's like, it's the easiest. Did you catch any? No, they're not that easy.
No.
I mean, they're not jumping in the boat.
Yeah, no, I think my cousin caught one.
Oh, yeah, your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of line did he have? Mono braid?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big 99 Coyote Country.
Live.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So he starts to run, and he's doing the cartoon. And I'm already laughing like, you are the biggest moron I've ever seen.
Kevin James.
Right. Well, yeah, present company excluded.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Thoughts.
All right, Steve, I'm going to let you kick it off here. Final thoughts time.
Yeah, so good to have you back, Jay. Good to have you back,
Kevin.
Thank
you. Yeah, yeah. Good to have you back,
Kev. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you know, both of you were vacationing.
Yeah.
So. It was good to have you here. It makes it easier to relax.
That's true.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sorry I bothered you while you were working a couple times while I was on vacation.
Oh, man.
I know. I was very jealous. He said, yeah, I've talked to Jay a couple times. I'm like, wait, what? No, you have? He's like, yeah. I go, you guys are just texting each other? And then I realized, oh, it's work stuff.
Yeah, never I was going to say.
I was thinking it was like, oh, so I was kind of getting jealous.
So then you don't want to be a part of it, huh?
No.
No, absolutely not.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Do you not know who you're
if
talking
it's work
to?
Work stuff. Yeah. No, I'm out.
Okay, well, good to know. Say,
you just found out. You just burst his bubble, Kev.
Yeah.
Bubble bursting.
Yeah.
Say, I feel like we need maybe a little bit of an update on our spam around the world situation.
Yes, absolutely.
/ I have a question about it.
Okay.
So, I think, so our first one has been out and about.
I forgot I was going to give one to my daughter. Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad, that was, you know what? They're going to go to Europe here soon. Should we, I'll have her buy one. And then... You know, I think they can afford that. So,
okay.
And then maybe we can send her like a sticker or something to put on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's my question though, because so we have three.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has already made its way to Alaska.
Nice.
The other one is going to be going overseas.
Okay.
I think relatively soon. And the third one we were going to give to someone, but they have already left on their vacation.
Oh, dang it.
So now we have this third one.
Okay.
What do we do with it? Do we maybe start it around here and just let it grow? Do we send it with someone who's going on a vacation? What are your thoughts?
I mean, we're guaranteed to have it visit quite a bit of Europe if we give one to my daughter, but it doesn't have to be the third one. It could be, you know, an additional one, or it could be just, you know, hey, wherever we go as the show and it's direct family members. I mean, there's a lot of options. I don't know if there's any wrong answer.
Okay, so do we maybe have to think about this for a minute?
I feel like at least 60 seconds, yeah. What do you think, Kev?
Well, I'm thinking about it right now, and I just, I mean, if somebody wanted it and they were going somewhere, that would be a good starting point, right?
Yep. Yep, for sure.
But if not, I like giving it to your daughter, too, because then I feel like that's fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to do a great job passing it on to someone.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So do we need to mail this one, then?
I mean, you could just, you know, maybe email or whatever the sticker is, and she could probably just buy one there, and then, you know, that would be fine, too.
Well, then what am I going to do with this extra spam?
Eat it.
No, that seems ridiculous.
Final thoughts.
Hey, Kevin. I mean, I don't know what you would possibly do with food.
Well, it's not really...
It's not food, it's spam?
Yeah, and I already created the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, then give it to someone.
I mean, that seemed to be the simple solution there.
Yeah, let's just give it away.
We don't want it to be traumatic for
you,
Steve.
This is one of those that felt a little bit like having, you know, when someone asks you something and they don't... They already have the answer they want.
Correct.
And they just, everything you say, they're like, well, that would be okay, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, but I had the partial answer of wanting to give it to someone.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. But you just want me to not give it to anybody.
No, I want you to give it away.
I do, too.
No,
give it away.
Now it's too late. Don't. I've already eaten it.
Don't pout.
I'm pouting. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, Steve. Jay, you are like comfortable underwear. You're like crawling into bed with fresh sheets.
Huh.
I don't know. Just having you back today, it just felt so good. I just felt like I crawled into my radio bed.
Oh.
Fresh sheets. You know how good.
With
you,
clean
we
underwear?
We all know that feeling, yes.
Yeah.
Or like that great underwear where you just put on, it feels so fresh and nice. And you're like, oh, thank you. Maybe to get through to you. That pair of socks. That
oh,
fresh
man.
Pair of
let's
socks.
Go.
Where it just fits. Or you know what? A glove. Fits like a glove. It just, having you back today really felt like that. It was just like, oh, thank God he's back. It feels so good.
Well, I'm a little insulted.
No, no, no. It's not about you, Steve. It was just different, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Steve, you're not going to just jump in here and like erase 30 years. I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, two things can be true at the same time.
That is true. You're kind of like, you know,
dirty
semi-clean
underwear
that you've worn once but weren't really dirty, so you just hung them over there on the little rack, and then you were like, oh, I guess I'll put those on. No, those are too tight. No, they're too loose.
Well, yeah, and then it's like, you're like the underwear, Steve, that I'm like, oh, God, it's got a little hole in it, and I should throw them away, but it's just so cute.
Jay, please take this over. Go ahead. You're doing your thing.
Your underwear is just so cute.
My favorite pair.
You know, there was a side benefits to the wedding that we didn't really anticipate. Like, my wife and her four brothers got together at the cabin in northern Minnesota for the first time in over three decades.
No.
That's the first time that they've all been together
at the same time
at the cabin.
That's wild.
In northern Minnesota. And they would, you could see the nostalgia coming out as they were having conversations with each other.
Wow.
Like walking through the backyard and stuff. And they were like, this place is special.
Cool.
And it was, you could literally feel that they were, you know, they were drawing on their past and they were remembering all the things with their parents.
And both parents are gone now.
And
which,
just the emotion of it, Kevin, it was just, you could literally feel it.
Oh,
and it was one of those where it was amazing. And it was a very cool thing to experience. And then they started like, you know, man, we need to make better efforts at this. And sometimes it takes an event like that for people
Absolutely.
To realize that better efforts need to be made as family members. And
yes.
Now whether you follow through or not is fine. But even if it's just you make a better effort to text or you make a better effort to, you know, send family pictures, whatever it happens to be at whatever level, because it is hard to get, you know, five schedules together. But it was one of those moments where you're like, that was very cool. And then there was one the day after the wedding, my brother, my two brothers, and my sister and I and my mom got together for breakfast way too early. Thanks, Mom. Well, should we go at 6:30? I'm like, a.m.? Like, you know, we were up till 4.
And she feels like she's waiting.
Yeah, and she was waiting. God bless my sister. Goes, I think 7:30 would do. And so it was, but we had that breakfast there, and it was, you know, just kind of time to have quality family time. And it was just one of those things where it's an add-on to the wedding. The wedding was amazing, and all the people who made the extra effort to get there were fantastic. But those yes. little kind of sidebars, if you will, of just moments where you have the chance to kind of like lock in with family, it was incredible. It was really amazing.
Yeah, that is such a neat deal about bringing family together for something like that, and such a positive too. That's the other thing.
Absolutely.
The other time where you see people are at funerals.
A lot of times it's not so great.
And it's still a wonderful, right? Like you're like, I love seeing all you guys and it's been fun being around everybody, but there's still a little bit of that, the burden of, we lost somebody.
Yeah.
Where this is just all full on celebrating.
I mean, we even had the cousins stay. They were like, you know, because we were saying, you guys should just stay a day. And they're like, no, we don't want to intrude.
These
on
would be
you.
Your wife's.
My wife's, you know, brother's kids.
Okay.
So they would, so then three of them ended up taking an extra day off
of
work.
Great.
And then
that's
they stayed.
Very cool.
They're like, yeah, Jay, you guys already have too many people here. And I'm like, well, I mean, the difference between 12 and 15 is...
Yeah, what's it matter? I mean, at that point, who cares?
It's just
yeah.
some more food. Who cares?
Like, yeah. I still got my bed, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. That was not an option.
Yeah. Body, yeah.
Yeah. So, body, yeah.
Now, one quick question for you. That is really cool that her brothers were getting sentimental about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with her, she had to love that.
Oh, she was, it was
love,
fantastic.
Love, love it. They're not going to try to butt in on your vacation every year, are they?
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Hey, that's the show. Gotta go. On the way out the door, let's qualify somebody for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. That means you can get four tickets to Silverwood for this season. And you can also get a two-night stay at Silver Mountain. So Silverwood to Silver Mountain. It's a fun
promo.
509-441-0999. You can qualify right this very second. Hey, great to be back, guys. Good to see you today. It's almost like putting on a pair of clean, comfortable underwear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Feels cute.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
That's a compliment, Steve.
Bye. No, I'm saying to you, Jay. It's a compliment.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks.